You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will be in Washington, D.C. this afternoon while he be arraigned again. This time, he faces four felony charges. He tried to overturn the 2020 election.
When Trump arrives, he's going to be processed as a criminal defendant for a third time. That means his fingerprints are going to be scanned. He'll have to give some basic information like his address and social security number. But he's not going to be handcuffed, and there will be no mugshot. Why not? Because Trump is already one of the most photographed people in the country.
Reporter Aaron Katursky outside the D.C. federal courthouse. Wisconsin's new liberal-leaning Wisconsin Supreme Court has its first case. Luke Mathers reports.
A left-leaning Madison law firm is challenging Wisconsin's political maps. Law Forward says the state's gerrymandered boundaries make for uncompetitive elections and a disproportionate Republican majority in the state legislature. Jeff Mendel is the president of the board of Law Forward.
The extreme partisan gerrymander that has changed everything in Wisconsin for more than 10 years now is an affront against democracy and a violation of our state constitution.
The challenge only applies to legislative district boundaries and not U.S. House districts. Since the challenge is going directly to the Supreme Court, a ruling could be issued before next year's elections. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
Liberal justices aren't saying why they fired former state's court system director Randy Koshnick yesterday. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler is criticizing the move. The State Journal reports the Chief Justice says the decision was made without regard for the Constitution, case law, or Supreme Court rules. Koshnick was the director of the state court system since he was appointed in 2017. Three out of every four young people in the United States say gun violence is a problem. 60% say they want stricter gun laws. Suzanne Potter has more.
Wyatt Russell with American University says this generation, raised in an era where mass shootings are ubiquitous, is very worried about school safety, which also contributes to a rise in anxiety and depression.
The average young person knows at least one other person who's been injured or killed by a gun. We've seen an astonishingly high 25% of youth have been in an active shooter lockdown, not a drill, a lockdown.
Researchers polled a representative sample of 4,100 people ages 14 to 30. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The strike at Leinenkugel's brewery goes on. Union workers sat down with company officials this week but left without a deal. Chippewa Falls brewery workers say they want higher pay and other concessions. The strike is 3 weeks old. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A Green Bay area man was shot by police for refusing to drop a fake gun. On Tuesday, the Grand Chute Police Department tried to serve a warrant to 34-year-old Pierce Don Lee Folkerts. Folkerts ran off while carrying a replica gun. After refusing to drop the gun, police shot Folkerts twice in the leg. Authorities say they had no idea the gun was not real until it was confiscated after the shooting. The officer is on leave until the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office concludes its investigation of the incident. Authorities have released the name of the man killed in a Green Bay crash. 51-year-old Jacob Denny was driving the minivan that crossed the center line and collided with a semi-truck on South Broadway Tuesday morning. His passenger, a 21-year-old woman, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the truck, a 50-year-old Ocano man, was uninjured. The incident remains under investigation. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers fall to the Nationals. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. Milwaukee up 2-1 on the road in Washington. Andrew Monasterio playing third when he made a wild throw to home, allowing two Nationals to score for the win.
Ellis call, left side. They're going to come home.
Oh, no!
highlight courtesy Nationals TV network. So the Brewers lost 3-2 to a struggling Nationals team that took the series 2-1. Manager Craig Counsell.
We swung the bat good early in the game, you know, some loud outs and just missed balls. I don't think we played well enough to win.
Lefty Wade Miley gave up one run in four innings in his first appearance in nearly 2 weeks after getting that plasma injection for pain in his left elbow.
I don't know if it was fatigued or I just let myself get so quick. There's a couple pitches I threw that I felt like I had a chance to get an out and I didn't execute them, and I maybe got a little frustrated. And instead of taking a step back and executing a pitch, I tried to go faster and it just snowballed a little bit.
The Brewers open a 4-game home series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates. NFL, after 2 seasons, the Packers have released linebacker Ladarius Hamilton. Jaire Alexander was asked, what was that dispute between him and coach Joe Barry over the defensive game plan?
Last year, we was making a bunch of excuses for ourselves, and Joe Barry can go out and call whatever call he wants to, but at the end of the day, we got to execute that call, and I think we were making a lot of excuses for why we wasn't.
The Wisconsin Badgers had their first practice at UW-Platteville. New head coach Luke Fickell on what the first day at camp means to him.
I know for me as a coach, it kind of gets me back into the mode. There's just a little bit of something for me of going away. There's an anxiety. Like, I didn't sleep well last night. You know, there's an anxiety, but I think anxiety for me is good.
That's the Badgers' new head coach, Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I was doing fine until I just heard them say that one of the baseball players was getting what kind of injections? I forgot what it was. But anyway, I was trying to look that up really quickly because, you know, the developments in healthcare are moving so fast. You don't know, you know, what they're developing and all those things, man. And you get a little worried. But we got a lot to talk about this morning, and it sounded a little strange, man. I must have been under the air conditioning yesterday. It was a little warm yesterday, right?
Yeah, definitely got up there.
Yeah, the humidity was way up there, and I guess it's going to be up there again today. But, you know, we're going to move forward, as always. Got a lot to talk about this morning, man, and I want to begin with this, man. You know, I often have, over the years, ever since I've been on radio, been a warner to the American people about the poison in the foods that we eat, and just have never been able to understand why that's legal. Never been able to understand why, you know, our elected officials knowingly allow corporations to put poison in our food, and somehow we can't stop that. Here's a bill, man. Yesterday, California, and there's something about the people who live in California. They're willing to fight more so than the rest of us who live in these other areas. People in California and their representatives don't accept things at face value. Unfortunately, across the rest of the nation, we do. So California Senate Committee on Health approves first in the nation a food chemical bill. So let's, you gotta ask the question, why do you need a food chemical bill? What is happening that we need a bill to address chemicals that are in the food that we eat? How did it get there? The five chemicals to be banned, this is in the state of California, have been linked to many health risks, including cancer, nervous system damage, and hyperactivities. So wait a minute. Let's go back over that. You mean to tell me that we have elected officials in this country who know, and our nation understands, that there are chemicals that are in the foods that are legally sold in this country that we, the citizens, don't even know about, that have caused cancer, nervous system damage, and hyperactivities? And Calvin, I'm looking at, you know, a picture of some of the things that have these cancer-causing and nervous system damage and hyperactivity. And I think all of us have been exposed to this. Hey, man, I'm looking at Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. Have you eaten any of those things, man?
Yes, I have to admit that I eat them quite often.
Hey, and still do, right?
Yes.
I know I ate some of this stuff last night. So when I got up this morning going through things, and I looked and I said, well, I got a lot of this stuff on the shelf. Okay, but nobody told me that in those things we're eating were cancer causing, nervous system damage, and hyperactivity damage. A bill to ban five chemicals from processed food passed the California Senate Committee on Health last month. Assembly Bill 418, AB 418, introduced by Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel, would end the use of bromided vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propyl parben, red dye number 3, we know about red dye number 3, and titanium dioxide throughout California. Wait a minute. Calvin, did you know that, you know, those Cheetos and Fritos and Doritos have brominated vegetable oil, potassium bromate, propyl paraben, red dye number 3, and titanium dioxide? Did you know that was in?
I mean, I never really thought about it.
Well, this is my point. We shouldn't have to think about it. We should expect that stuff to be safe, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, yeah, we should think. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Whose job is it to make sure that that doesn't happen? There's got to be somebody who's responsible to make sure that the American people aren't being poisoned. Well, there is an entity. It's called the Food and Drug Administration. But the more you delve into the Food and Drug Administration, the more you realize politically there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things. And I'm sorry, the people who support that, who don't want to see that done, happen to be Republicans. They're on the side of making sure that there's not enough money that goes into the Food and Drug Administration. Now, they don't do this to just make sure that Democrats are going to be eating the food that eventually kills us. Republicans and the people who support Republicans, they don't know about this. Today's vote is a major step forward in our effort to protect children and families in California from dangerous and toxic chemicals in our food supply. Wait a minute. To protect Californians. Because that's all this bill is going to do is protect the people in California. Hey, we need to get light a fire under the people in Wisconsin to make sure they do the exact same thing. But why should it have to be a state-by-state issue? It needs to be a national platform. This needs to be a national issue and not local state issues. Because if the senators, state senators in California have realized that this is a priority, which it should be all over this nation, the health of the American people, then it should happen on a national scale. Now, Gabriel, chair of the Assembly Committee on Privacy and Consumer Protection, said, again, that this is a forward-leaning effort to protect children and families. While these chemicals were already banned from use in many foods in Europe, Assembly Bill 418 is a first in the nation bill. So in Europe, these things are already banned. And so they're not allowed to put them in the foods. Now, the corporations may say, well, hey, these things work as preservatives. And so we don't know another way around it. I don't know if this is the case, but this, to me, would be the only thing that would make sense why they would do this, is because it somehow preserves these things longer. But we shouldn't be concerned about them looking to preserve them longer. What we should be concerned about is preserving the lives of the American people and not preserving these foods that we eat. It's unacceptable that the U.S. is so far behind the rest of the world when it comes to banning these dangerous additives, Gabriel said. We don't love our children any less than they do in Europe. And it's not too much to ask food and beverage manufacturers to switch to safer alternative ingredients that they already use in Europe and so many other nations around the globe. So this is, they know it. You know, I could take it and tolerate it a lot more if they didn't know that this is what was happening. But the fact that they know it and continue to do it, and the fact that they're allowed to do it, is what's at the root of it. The fact that they continue to allow this to go on. Now, many of you in the listening audience may think, well, you know, well, we don't know, Earl, and maybe you shouldn't be telling us. Well, listen, man. You know, I got a bunch of that stuff sitting at home, and I'm eating those things, and my loved ones are eating those things, and we never once, and if I really told the truth, Calvin, I really am addicted to Fritos and those other things like that, right? I am, and at almost 70 years old, I have been for some time. All right, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join in the conversation. We'll be right back.
Call Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Oconee counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a chance for scattered storms. Highs around 91. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow mainly clear skies and quiet. Upper 70s. Saturday turning cooler. Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm talking about the poisons in the food that, you know, that we don't know about and that I maintain we should know about and that I maintain that what's the point in having a government if it doesn't protect you, the citizens, but protects the corporations. I've never understood that, and I never will. In this instance, we're talking about, you know, many chemicals that are known to cause cancer, cause nervous system issues in children, and all sorts of maladies. And California, to its credit, has banned the use of these chemicals in California. I maintain this needs to be banned across the board. There are thousands, listen to this, Calvin. Excuse me. There are thousands of chemicals still used in food sold in the U.S., which were introduced and approved by the food and chemical industry instead of the Food and Drug Administration. I didn't know that there was a food and chemical industry. I thought that there was a, you know, that Food and Drug Administration was the arbiter of those things. I didn't know that there is a food and chemical industry, and I'll bet the majority of you listening didn't know either. And that's according to Brian Roham, director of the Food Policy and Consumer Reports. Listen to this. The last time some of these chemicals were assessed by the FDA was almost 50 years ago. Wait a minute. These chemicals that we know, that they know are causing cancer, that we use, that we eat every day. We go to the store, we believe these things are safe because we believe in our government, and none of us can believe that our government wouldn't protect us from corporations, from greedy corporations that know the outcome of these things. And yet they do it anyway because they're allowed to do it. Again, the last time some of these drugs have been checked on is over 50 years ago. They know they're cancer-causing. A number of peer-reviewed studies have linked these foods, chemicals, to serious health risks since that time. But the FDA is not required to examine them once they're allowed on the market. What? Wait a minute. We're spending all this money on defense because we're supposedly protecting the American people from some outside entity that is going to somehow, you know, wants to kill us. And so we spend all of that money because we're afraid of the Russians. We're afraid of the Chinese. We're afraid of the Iranians. They're going to get us. And then you look and see this. Come on. Listen, I'm just an average guy. I'm an average Joe. My intellect is no higher than most, than 99.9% of the people in this audience. But I do know that if I read something that says the last time some of these chemicals, which are cancer-causing agents, assessed by the FDA was almost 50 years ago, and yet they haven't been checked since because our elected officials won't allow that to happen because corporations buy them, I gotta say, man, hey, stop spending all that money on defense. I'm not worried about the Russians or the Chinese, you know, or South Korea or the Iranians. I'm worried about being killed slowly by these chemicals that are killing us. And listen, that's Democrats and Republicans who know this. Why is that not the topic of discussion? Why shouldn't that be one of the most important things we should be talking about? Look, we protect our children. We protect our babies. And I've said this a million times. We can protect them, but they put lead in baby food. That's legal. And we know the long-term effects of that. Hey, it's not right. I don't care who you are, what side you're on. This is not right. And we should collectively fight this. We can make this change. But we first have to be aware of it. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention. And then willing to fight it. Got to go to a break. 844-967 2789 is the number. We'll be back.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Former President Donald Trump will appear in a federal court in Washington, D.C. today. He'll be arraigned on criminal charges stemming from the events leading up to January 6th. ABC's Aaron Kutursky is outside the court with more.
Security around here is tight because up on Capitol Hill yesterday, there was a security scare when a 911 caller talked about an active shooter, and ultimately none was found, but there are metal barriers up on the hill and right here at District Court.
The man who shot and killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history will be sentenced today. A jury has recommended the death penalty for Robert Bowers. The global fight against inflation saw the Bank of England raise its interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. In the U.S., stock prices fell Wednesday after Fitch Ratings downgraded the U.S. credit rating because of debt and political difficulties. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calls that a flawed assessment. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Neenah. Yesterday, around 4:45 p.m., a Winnebago County Drug Enforcement Group tried to serve a warrant to a 37-year-old man at a Commercial Street gas station. Police say the suspect displayed a weapon and was shot. The man was taken to the hospital, where he later died. No officers were injured. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office will lead an investigation into the shooting. The suspect in a shooting in Appleton's Herb Park on Monday has been identified. 16-year-old Kashmir Williams has been accused of shooting another person in a targeted attack. Williams was in court yesterday and has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide. The victim was shot twice but managed to escape and was treated for injuries. If you love being outside and like live music, be sure to check out downtown Appleton's Mile of Music that starts today and runs through the weekend. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
Whiskey in the Water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Here's what I don't understand. Well, I do understand. So I used to smoke cigarettes, right? And I didn't smoke them for long. I don't know how many years I smoked. Maybe 8 years. But it wasn't very long. And then they start saying that cigarettes were causing cancer. And they were forced to put that on the packages because people from my dad's era were led to believe that smoking cigarettes were okay for you. And millions and tens of millions of people died because they were poisoned by tobacco and the chemicals that they put on the tobacco to make them addicted. Many people don't understand. You don't get addicted solely from the tobacco. It's the additives that the government allows them to put on the tobacco that addicts you. Business decision. And so finally, when they forced them to change that, I stopped smoking cigarettes along with millions and tens of millions of other Americans, and our lives were extended. But that didn't happen before the information came out. So I'm saying that's the kind of information, and we need to force the corporations and the elected officials to give the truth to the American people. Listen to this, and we'll come to my friend Mary. For decades, the Food and Drug Administration has failed to keep us safe from toxic food chemicals. Scott Farber, Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, said, in the absence, listen to this indictment. We talk about the Donald Trump indictment. In the absence of federal leadership, it's up to states like California to keep us safe from dangerous chemicals in candy. What? Children are eating candy because as children, we always figured if it's on the market and you can go in the store and eat it, Twizzlers and all of those things, that's safe. But we find out that none of those things are safe. Cookies, for heaven's sakes. I've been known to eat a cookie or two, Calvin. You know what I mean? Or a whole bag. So anyway, let's go to my good friend Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for calling attention to this important subject. California definitely serves as a leader for us in terms of food safety and the environment. There are things that we can do immediately to help ourselves, like the EWG.org Environmental Working Group puts out their Dirty Dozen Clean 15 produce every single year. It's easy to access that on the web so we can make healthier produce choices. And Aldi's, which is a leader in terms of providing the lowest grocery prices for us, so they're minding our pocketbooks. They're also, being a corporation from Europe, provides us with healthier products. So, I like to put a plug in for that. Also from Europe, there's a publication called What Doctors Don't Tell You, and it provides holistic and integrative health information for us. So I've subscribed to that. Just recently, I had occasion to start looking at vaping and e-cigarettes, family member. And I found out that both Europe and Canada have put caps on the amount of nicotine in the e-cigarettes. United States hasn't. So we need to take a look at what they're doing because they're a step ahead of us for sure.
So, Mary, this is kind of what we're talking about. These same chemicals are banned in Europe.
Yeah.
And so why those countries are aware of it, as America is aware of it, but America won't do anything about it because the mighty dollar, Mary.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Has more value than the lives of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
what else could be the reason or the rationale for knowing, again, chemicals that they knew 50 years ago, you know, had links to health risk, and yet once they became legal and on the market, you're not allowed to go back and do something about them. Because what? Because the corporations have paid off our elected officials that we elect to protect us, and they don't get it done. Mary, thank you as always. Really appreciate you. David from Mequon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Great topic. One, I'm a big advocate of shopping locally, trying to buy from the local vendors.
Hey, Dave.
Trying to buy national.
Hey, Dave, I buy local, too, when I go in and get my Fritos and Cheetos and potato chips. Okay, it doesn't help.
All right. Well, I guess my bigger point is this. So if you remember when margarine was pitched as a much better alternative to butter?
Understand it. No,
okay.
To replace butter.
And I remember, and honestly, even though I was very little, and you were bringing up cigarette smoking earlier, I remember as a kid, when I would see my pediatrician, I was like 5, 6 years old. This is, keep in mind, this is the mid-70s. The doctors were smoking in the office.
Because nobody told them or the American people that the additives that they put on tobacco cause cancer. We didn't know it. The research was not allowed to be given to the American people because greedy corporations and money has more value than people. That's why.
Well, the other thing is this. There's a lot of things, but it's also, you know, to get you addicted to certain things. So the other thing I was going to say was there was a long time ago, you know, there's this war on fat. You know, like you can't, you know, fat is bad for you. A little fat is actually not bad for you. Sugar is bad for you. And the sugar industry actually attacked, you know, saying, hey, listen, you know, if you do this, whatever, you know, this will be healthier for you. Well, we know that that's not true, that, you know, sugar, too much sugar causes diabetes issues and other, you know, problems. And so you have a manipulation where some of these scientists, unfortunately, were manipulated by various
Dave,
particular industries.
You're a guy who's opposed to regulation. And
no, I'm not. And so
it's safe to say. And so when we hear people who are opposed to regulation, because it interferes with profit, this is what we get, man.
Well, I'm not opposed to regulation. Let's be clear. I know you think that I am. I'm not. But I think there's a balance that you have to weigh and into the overall, how is that going to affect this person one way or the other? And in this situation, I do agree with you that, yes, there are, I mean, like I said, we've talked about hot dogs and other types of various meats. And they got all sorts of bad stuff in there.
I understand that.
But the bigger picture is that I think.
What's the bigger picture other than safety?
You remember the food pyramid and everything?
Oh yeah.
I think the government
turns out that was no good for you.
That's right. So I mean. There's a lot of different things, but it's important that people really try on their own to, and to make people, like having this conversation that you're having, and like you were saying, the local, state level, it has to be more nationally talked about because, yeah, this does have an impact on everybody.
Hey, Dave, it's not going to be nationally talked about because, as Tom always says, this is clearly about the amount of money that that people are being paid to take the side of industry over the side of the American people. And this is why I don't care, Democrat or Republican, I never understood how we could vote for people and give them an opportunity to go to Congress or the Senate or even state legislatures. And then those people turn and support the people who are poisoning the American people. I never understood how that made any sense, man. Never understood
more,
that.
Need to connect all the dots with everybody is to be a Congress, Senate, local officials, you know, and unfortunately, you know, journalism, we don't have the journalism like we used to. We used to have reporters actually going down to, you know, City Hall and the county courthouse on a regular basis, reporting all these different things. And, you know, that's kind of died off, you know, as newspaper industry has died off. And so, unfortunately, it's just not out there in front like it used to be. That's a huge problem.
So let me ask you this, because my belief is that we have a for-profit health system, and you know, it's a for-profit health system. If people aren't sick, you know, what kind of profit can you make? So people have to be sick. It is good business. If I'm in the business of healthcare and hospitals, that I have a bunch of sick people. It's the only way I can make money. I don't trust the government from that perspective because, as Tom always says, it's for sale. And guess what? The corporations have more money than the people. And I know many Americans don't want to believe that. But I don't know any other way, man. I don't know if I weigh all of that. That's the only side that it comes down on.
So one thing I'll say, a final statement on this topic. And, you know, my mom, I told you a long time ago, she had never smoked or anything. She died of cancer at a very early age. I lost her when I was 26 years old. She was only 56 when she died, okay? But what aggravated me with the health industry was that it was terminal. I knew that it was terminal. The hospital knew it was terminal. But what they sometimes will do is we kind of artificially, unfortunately, we will artificially push people past when they maybe should have expressed
Dave, I wish I had more time. We got to go. Tom, I'll see you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com. Marathon.com.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 91. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, highs around 82. Upper 70s. Saturday, turning cooler. Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s and thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Just talking about the continued poisoning of the food system by corporations and the fact that we have people who we have elected who choose to not do the right thing. And before we go to Tom, Calvin, I know what I must do, right? I've got to go home and purge my cabinet of those Fritos and Cheetos right away. But guess what? I won't be throwing them away. I'm going to eat them. Even though I know they've got me addicted. But anyway, let's go to Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, even though the corporations are actually running our government right now. Somehow that's got to change by getting money out of politics and getting the conservative Supreme Court.
Hey, man, you live in a state that fights and you know, for the people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people here really do push for, you know, those types of referees on the field. And I say referees on the field because it might actually get through to some people's head more that regulation is nothing more than having referees on a field in a sports environment.
Analogy, right.
And I do want to say to Dave, I'm sorry that you lost your mom at a young age as well. I do consider you a phone friend. As well. But I for the life of me don't understand how people can't see that the Republican Party is the pro-death party and that the biggest lie that we have is that we care about our children. If we cared about our children, we would be doing stuff that actually brings us a return on investment on our tax dollars and actually spending that money for things that actually protect our children and protect ourselves. Instead, we spend all this money on the military industrial complex and defense contractors where, you know, one bomb and we're all gone anyway. Why not have a better life every single day like they do in some countries in Europe and things like that? Also, we also need to remember that, like, for someone like me who is financially secure and all that, I can look and I can, you know, go buy organic, or I can go and, you know, be, plant-based diet and all that kind of stuff. The thing I feel bad for is those people out there, the numerous number of people, which is what the government is supposed to protect, we the people, that don't have the money to buy organic, don't even have the money, don't even know about the stuff that you're talking about, Earl. And that's why it's so great that you bring up on these topics, because people do what's easy. I have a sister who eats only organic, and then she has an attitude about other people that don't. And it's like, you know what? Most people are just trying to survive. And one of the biggest problems I would say that we have in our elections is no one talks about policy. All they do is talk about who slept with who or what did with this or whatever it is, just the, you know, shiny object, gays and transgender people and all this stuff, which gets people all in the thing. But it's like, why are we not talking about exactly the issues that you're bringing up right now? And why are we not bringing those issues to the forefront?
You know, Tom, whether or not people know the organic issues and people are as aware as my good friend Mary is about health, that shouldn't mean that they should be subject to being poisoned by corporations. This is the greatest nation on earth, man. So why should that even be possible? Why should the people not even be aware and not know, and these things are done intentionally and willfully, and you don't know that, man? For the life of me, that's the issue, that this is done in open light, man. This is not done in the darkness. This is done in the bright sunlight. And then once we see it, that why can't we then fix it? Why can't we force those elected officials to fight against the poisoning of the American people?
Because of money and politics.
Yeah.
Because of Citizens United and the conservative Supreme Court that brought us Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti, which made corporations people back in Ronald Reagan's era. And then on top of that, Citizens United, which made it possible for corporations to give unlimited amount of money to corporations through so-called 501c3 organizations. I mean, it's so disgusting. It's just, I do know this, though, in the 30s, FDR did talk about this, and they did get money out of politics. And I'm hoping, of course, Matt, probably not in my lifetime, but somewhere along the line that we do get money back out of politics and lobbyists out of politics and restore government back to we the people, because that's where it needs to be. So when we actually make a march, or when we actually do protest, that it actually means something. Right now it doesn't mean anything, because they just wait for their corporate buddies to bail them out.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, as always, man. All right, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590